And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 16th of August, 2009. It's the birthday of William Maxwell, born Lincoln, Illinois, 1908, novelist, short story writer, editor at the New Yorker magazine for 40 years, where he edited Frank O'Connor, Eudora Welty, Vladimir Nabokov, Alice Munro, John Cheever, and John Updike, and many others. He lived in Lincoln, Illinois, only until the age of 14, but Maxwell later said that the town provided three-quarters of the material I would need for the rest of my writing life. He described his hometown, "No house, inside or out, was like any other house, and neither were the people who lived in them. Incandescent carbon lamps, suspended high over the intersections, lighted the way home. The streets were paved with brick, and elm trees met over them to provide a canopy of shade. There were hanging baskets of ferns and geraniums, sometimes with American flags, suspended from porch ceilings. The big, beautiful white horses in the firehouse had to be exercised, and so on my way to school, now and then, I got to see the fire engine when nobody's house was on fire." It was not an idyllic childhood. Maxwell said, "At a fairly early age, I was made aware of the fragility of human happiness, because when he was 10, his mother died from the influenza epidemic, which she had gotten while she was 9 months pregnant. It was an event he would return to again and again in his writing, formed the basis for his second novel, They Came Like Swallows. He wrote the opening chapter of the book over 100 times, often while he was weeping. He once wrote, 'I couldn't understand how it had happened to us. It seemed like a mistake, and mistakes ought to be rectified. Only this one couldn't be.'" He published his first novel, 1934, quit his teaching job of 2 years, moved to New York City, and got a job at the New Yorker. He married a young woman, Emily Gilman Noyes, who had come to apply for the job of poetry editor. They were married for 55 years and died within a week of each other in 2000. He had a reputation as a kind editor, who once took a train an hour and a half north of the city so he could tell John Updike in person with regret that he was going to have to reject one of his stories. William Maxwell, who said, "Reading is rapture, or, if it isn't, I put the book down, meaning to go on with it later and escape out the side door." Here's a poem for today by Donald Hall, entitled Self-Portrait as a Bear. Here is a fat animal, a bear, that is partly a dodo. Ridiculous wings hang at his shoulders as if they were collarbones, while he plods in the bad brickyards at the edge of the city, smiling and eating flowers. He eats them because he loves them, because they are beautiful, because they love him. It is eating flowers which makes him so fat. He carries his huge stomach over the gutters of damp leaves in the parking lots in October. But inside that paunch, he knows there are fields of lupine and meadows of mustard and poppy. He encloses sunshine. Winds bend the flowers in combers across the valley. Birds hang on the stiff wind. At night there are showers, and the sun lifts through a haze every morning of the summer in the stomach. Self-Portrait as a Bear by Donald Hall, from his White Apples and the Taste of Stone, Selected Poems, 1946 to 2006, published by Houghton Mifflin Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.